This is based on false education that either believes death brings an end to existence, or that one soul escapes from the material body at the moment of death and forever after leads an idyllic existence in heaven. Death doesn't end or change existence any more than going to sleep at night changes anything the next morning. Therefore, it is never a friend and shouldn't be yielded to. I remember a long time ago, an old-time worker told me, start right now refusing to consent to death. And she told me of a man that she knew that had developed pneumonia and gone into a coma, and the family was expecting him to pass on. And he came out of this. And she asked him afterwards what he was knowing while he was in the coma. He said, I kept just saying, I refuse to consent to death. And that refusal to give in to the suggestion gave him the strength to come out of it. The belief that one has a soul inside his material body that can escape with death and go into an idyllic existence is merely a dream that poets sing about. For soul is God. It's outside the human body and has nothing to do with it. We aren't dead if we appear to die. Your belief that you must die is what makes you appear to die. But matter didn't make you die, just your belief. However, if you seem to go through the belief of death, you're still just as mortal as before the experience, and you still have to rise above the belief of a matter body. You still have it in the exact same condition as it was before you died. You didn't leave it behind you. Ms. Eddy once explained death to a friend in this way. She says, suppose you and I were sitting in front of a window talking, and somebody outside had a bow and arrow, and they shot the arrow, and it came through the window, and it pierced my heart. She said, I'd feel an instant of pain, and then I'd turn back to continue the conversation with you and discover that I was talking to somebody else. I don't know if any of you ever pick up the Enquirer, which is that paper that you can get in the supermarkets at the checkout counters. But a couple of years ago, they ran a series of articles on people relating their experiences of having seemed to have died and then came back. And one of them was the experience of a young doctor who died in a hospital bed. And he said that he got up and saw his body in the bed and walked out of the room. And then he walked down the hall past all his friends, doctors and nurses, and nobody saw him. And he walked out of the hospital and started walking down the street. And suddenly, he got a vision of the Christ. And he felt very inspired and decided he didn't want to go any further. And he turned around and he walked right back into the hospital, past all his friends, back into his room where the body had now been covered. And he pulled back the sheet and he got back into bed. Now, in this case, the death certificate had been signed, but he came back. Man's real identity is a form of soul. And the only way for an individual to escape the fear of death and the problems of this earth or of the hereafter is to awaken from the belief of a matter body and accept and achieve his true identity that enables him to see he's never had anything to do with a matter body. In this way, and this way only, he proves death to be powerless. Then as the individual clings to his true body, his true identity, his true form, the false concepts of death and also of sin and sickness must disappear. Because this is the truth, it is only error, the crab, that would make an individual be unwilling to let go of his material identity and to accept his true spiritual form as his true being right now. Throw the crab away. Stop believing it. Don't let it talk and think through you. The material body is only a fallacy. The true spiritual body that makes up the individual is right there all the time. And if one keeps his thought on his spiritual identity, he loses the concept of an experience that could be discordant or end, or a body that could be sick, age, or become decrepit. He sees that the form he's living in is a spiritual, lovely form, created by the perfect artist soul, and he loses the belief that he could ever deteriorate. He sees that he's filled forever with the radiance of soul. In the glossary, Mrs. Eddy has a definition for the children of Israel. It reads, the representatives of soul, not corporeal sense, the offspring of spirit, who having wrestled with error, sin, and sense, are governed by divine science. Some of the ideas of God beheld as men, casting out error and healing the sick. Christ offspring.